Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. Officials say any Indiana resident who felt an earthquake that shook the East Coast today should report it to the U.S. Geological Survey online. People as far away as Michigan have reported feeling tremors from the quake centered in Virginia. With fall nearing, health workers are starting to get the word out on flu shots. WFYI's Sharon Olseth reports Planned Parenthood of Indiana will be offering vaccines.
Beginning September 6th, the organization will offer flu vaccinations for $23 at a number of its clinics across the state, including Avon and the Indianapolis centers. Planned Parenthood officials say they want to offer the shots because the clinics are often the only medical provider some people visit. Vaccinations at the Planned Parenthood health centers are available to patients 12 and older, and appointments must be made in advance. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Purdue University has adopted a new policy to help students dealing with the death of a relative during the school year. The new bereavement policy allows students to contact the Dean of Students' office so official notice can be sent to instructors. Indiana high school students are being encouraged to participate in an annual poetry contest. Hoosier High School poets will compete first at school and then represent their institution in a state competition. The Indiana Arts Commission says it will coordinate the 7th annual Poetry Out Loud Indiana State Final Contest, where students in schools stand to win thousands. A state report says Indiana property owners have saved about $566 million on their taxes this year because of a statewide tax cap. Right now, cloudy skies and 85 degrees for WFYI News.